Welcome to the show that nobody watches. It's your boy Crumb Diddy. On today's episode, we're talking about the time where I got my first tattoo. And I'll tell you this right now, my opinions on tattoos have changed over the years, and it really kind of changed indefinitely for, you know, as far as it being for in favor of tattoos when I got my first tattoo. Now, before I got my first tattoo, I was kind of like on the conservative side of things. I was like, oh, what's the point of tattoos? You know, you're thinking, you know, you have the good tattoo now, and 10 years from now, you regret it. You're going to look ugly. You're not going to get a job. I was like thinking all sorts of crazy shit back in the day. And I tell you that one thing that convinced me to get a tattoo is one of my close friends. I love this guy to death. I haven't seen him in some time. I do miss him. But I mean, I always think about him from time to time. So my friend Slippo was getting into doing tattoos. And Slipple's a very, that's not his real name, by the way. To be honest, we call him Slipple for so long that I don't even think we know his first name. I mean, some people do. I never knew his first name because I never called it by it. I just, when I met him, I was introduced to him back in high school as Slipple. So that's what I stuck with. So that's the name we're going to stick with for the rest of the story. Now, I'll tell you that Slipple, he's a very charismatic guy. So he has a way of kind of talking to you like if you're the only person in the room, and he's a pretty convincing individual. He had just started doing tattoos, and I was starting to get curious. I was already kind of seeing his artwork and how good he was, and he was kind of talking to it. Look, it's not as bad as you think. You know, tattoo removal is starting to become a realistic thing. So if you ever change your mind, you know, that whole technology is there now. People do. I mean, it's kind of been around for a while, but it's gotten more safer, in other words. So, you know, he kind of convinced me. He opened the doors for me. Now, my first tattoo that I wanted to do was based off a Metallica shirt that I had gotten back in 2002. And it was the Rebel Yin Yang. So if you Google Metallica Rebel Yin Yang, you'll pretty much see what I decided to put as my first tattoo. The reason why I wanted that, because I, of course, not only the meaning is realistic, you know, there's good and bad in everybody, but it was also Metallica's badass way of artistically expressing their version of how the yin yang should look, which is like two flaming skulls opposite of each other or whatnot. And also because that shirt was such a rare shirt that it was hard to find. When I bought that shirt, I bought probably one of the last copies you can get of it from Hot Topic. I remember it was like one shirt left. It just happened to be a medium, and my uncle bought it for me. And it turns out that they don't make that shirt anymore, or at least if they do, it's very hard to come by. And so therefore, I was like, fuck it, I can't find it. I lost the shirt. Might as well put it as a tattoo. I love the meaning anyways. So I've heard stories of people getting tattoos that it's kind of painful, whatnot, but that it's like a fiery pinch and that you can get over it. You got to get used to it. And well, so Slipple talks me into, hey, let me do the tattoo for you. He gave me a great deal. I think I paid him like two. I'm not sure if it was like $100 or $250, gift cards, but I paid him in gift cards that with the American Express on it, so you can use it wherever. Because I had some gift cards that I got for Christmas. It was around Christmas time. And he talked me into it. And this is where the story starts to turn into a fail. Because I was nervous. You know, he convinced me to do it. He was getting good at it. He had his own equipment. He showed me that he has, you know, new needles every single time. Nothing is used. And he started doing the tattoo. And I fucking kid you not, I was fucking getting woozy. I was getting fucking woozy. And I don't know what the fuck was going on. I told him, yo, we got to take a break. He's like, dude, just eat something. Maybe your blood sugar's low. I was like, I don't know what it is. I've never been a fan of needles. I'll tell you that right now. I cannot see needles. I don't like them. Matter of fact, quick little tidbit is when I used to get vaccines as a kid and even into the teenage years, I would actually vomit. I would want to puke. I don't know what it was, but something about getting vaccinated or having a needle shoved in my arm got me so nauseous and dizzy, I barfed. I would puke as a kid. I haven't done that in years, and I've gotten vaccines I think I've gotten a couple in my adult life, and it's never happened, so it stopped. But back in the day, that used to be a problem, and my mother used to hate taking me to get vaccines because I would either faint or want to puke or whatnot. But So Slipple's doing the tattoo, and I don't know where, you know, I start acting up. He tells me to go eat something. So I drink a soda and have a honey bun, fucking sugar rush, like to the max. And I'm like, all right, okay, I can do this. Fuck it. And he's fucking doing the tattoo. It's taking forever. It's my first time. This is like, I had no clue that so much detail, because Slipple was always very good. I mean, his stencil drawing was awesome, and he's a very detailed individual. He knows his shit. He knows what the fuck he's doing. And he's just naturally gifted. And you know those people that excel at such a rapid rate at something because they're just, they got a nick for it. They're just, they got that gift. Slipple's a very talented individual. And he just happened to have that artistic gift. So naturally, his tattoo work, even though when he did it on me, he was still a beginner, you couldn't tell. It was almost like if he was an expert. But experts take their fucking sweet-ass time because they like to do their shit right. And I couldn't take it. Even with the multiple breaks I was doing, I fucking couldn't take it until finally I eventually fainted, like almost blacked out, fainted pretty much on the fucking chair. And to this day, he only finished half the tattoo. So only half the tattoo is finished because I decided to be a fucking chicken shit and I fucking fainted. And we've talked about it for almost 10 years because this tattoo was done 10 years ago. About, oh, when are you going to come and finish it? I paid for the full thing. Come on, I'm ready to go, ready to go. And something will always come up, whether I moved or he was in Japan or something or he, whatever. We just never had the time to sit down and finish it. And to this day, I look at it as a constant reminder of, damn, I just pussied out. I could not fucking tolerate the pain. And for some reason, I don't know if it was just because of the blood that was coming out. I don't know, but I fucking fainted. I fucking blacked out in the middle of a tattoo session. And my friends are laughing at me. I think it was like another friend they were watching. And it's embarrassing. You know, I was fucking, at that time I was what? Like, I was 22 years old. So a 22-year-old grown ass man fucking fainting over a tattoo. And it's crazy because like I'm talking to somebody right now and you know, this chick has like 7 tattoos. And I mean, girls with tattoos, I think are hot, you know? So her having 7 was like, wow, well, that's a bonus. And she's telling me that she got a tattoo on her back and she's just there laughing because it's ticklish. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That shit was not ticklish for me. I was fucking in pain. I could not take the fucking pain. It bothered the shit out of me. My friend Mitch has a fuck ton of tattoos. I mean, he was getting tattoos left and right. I mean, I don't think he's full sleeve. No, I gotta ask. But I mean, he's got tattoos everywhere and fucking guy took that shit like a man. Me took it like a fucking bitch. I cannot do it. I don't understand how people could do it. I get woozy. It's probably all mental. Maybe if I just never look at the needle and keep my eyes closed, it probably wouldn't affect me. But that's such a hard thing to do, just to keep your eyes closed, you know? So that's just a little funny, quick story, guys. Let me know what you think. If you've had any issues with getting tattoos, do you have any tattoo fails? Do you have any tattoos that you're dying to cover up or get rid of? Let me know about that in the comments below. It's your boy, Crump Diddy. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.